Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Tom McCandlish with the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival. Welcome, Tom.
Good morning.
Glad to have you with us today. And wow, it's been another year.
I know. It kind of sneaks up on us every year, Corey, but it'll be a fun, glorious day, and Lord willing, there won't be any rain to wash us away.
It never rains at the Celtic Festival here in the area. Let's talk about this. What year number is the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival on?
We are at 14, and pretty happy about that. Next year we'll do a big celebration for the 15th year, but this year's number 14.
I was at year number one.
At the zoo.
At the zoo. And then we did it there for a while. We moved around in Monroe a little bit and ended up at the park, at Forsyth Park. And then the Celtic Festival now has found a great home at West Monroe. So where are we going to be in West Monroe this year?
We are in the beautiful pastoral setting that is Caroli Park in West Monroe, generously provided by the city of West Monroe. And this year the sponsorship of the festival is handled by the city of West Monroe. So it has become a West Monroe event, but we all know that it's a regionally enjoyed and regionally owned event.
There are folks right now that are wondering, what is a Celtic festival, and why the heck is there a Celtic festival in Monroe, Louisiana?
Well, Corey, if you look at migration paths and the history of migration in North Louisiana, a large part of this area was settled by Irish and Scots-Irish immigrants. And people coming down from Nova Scotia, coming down the El Camino Real and the Natchez Trace and such as that. So this area was heavily settled by Celtic people, or people of Celtic origin. Consequently, we still have a lot of Macs here, and a lot of O'Shaughnessys, and, you know, people with the O names and the Mac names. So we felt that it was a great homage to them to have a festival and celebrate that music, celebrate that culture. Doyle Jeter had the idea 14 years ago, and Molly, his daughter, and I kind of jumped in and said, hey, let's run with this. And it's 14 years later, we're still rocking and rolling.
My people, the Crows, the other side of the family, the Clarks, the Collies, all from Ireland.
Yep.
Somehow they got Crow. It was McEnroe.
Really?
Or McEnroe. And somehow that
turned into Crow.
Ends up as Crow. Take me through the day. It always starts with a blessing.
It always starts with an Irish blessing. I'm not sure if Doyle has that lined up this year. If he can pull it out of his hat, I'm sure he will. We also, you know, start the day with bagpipes, the traditional Celtic sound, whether it's Scottish or Irish. So people love the bagpipes, and it tends to transport people back to another time or another feeling. Those are very instrumental in setting the mood for the day. Then we move right into traditional Irish and Scottish music. We'll have a couple of things this year that are not terribly traditional, but evolved from the traditions. Got a couple of great bands this year. Kelgen will be back, Tony Davern and his group. This year, Davey Arwine, who has been a single performer with us in the past, brings his band, the Chancers. So they are a little more of a pogue style band, the Pogues, and
it's a little more rocking,
a little more Irish rock. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we have really traditional Irish music with Emerald Accent playing the standard jigs and reels and polkas and things of that nature, as well as Jackson Irish dancers. So,
your band going to be playing?
Yes, sir. Emerald Accent.
Emerald Accent. Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll have to look for that. Now, there's music. There's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
You've got bagpipes. What about some grub? Is there any food happening around there?
Chef Pat Nolan will be there this year doing her true Celtic bill of fare. She'll have shepherd's pie, scotch eggs, things of that nature. And we'll have standard festival food as well. Rhoda Brown will be there doing his roasted turkey legs, which is a perennial favorite. We'll also have Hot Diggity Dog there doing funnel cakes, and we'll have another kids' baseball group coming to do cotton candy and things of that nature. So the smells out there that day will be wonderful. The Scottish Society of Louisiana Highlands from Shreveport coming over, and they're going to be cooking Highland cow burgers, which is beef made from Scottish Highland cows.
Those big woolly-looking cows.
Right, the big shaggies. So those are burgers are quite tasty. And coming back this year, moving away from food, obviously we have a great selection of Celtic wares vendors. So those guys will be around, and folks enjoy shopping with them. Also, back this year, St. Baldrick's
We don't. Neither one of us have that problem
neither
right now.
Neither one of us have that problem. We don't have any hair to shave off. But they are doing their annual Brave the Shave event with us again this year, as we hope they will continue to do in years to come. They are a charity group who raises funds for St. Jude's Children's Cancer Research. So a very worthwhile cause. They built their logo around St. Patrick's Day, so the little bald leprechaun kind of fits into things at Celtic Fest. We're also having five great kids' activity tents this year, hosted by Arrow Public Art. Brooke Foy and her group will be there. Also, the AmeriCorps volunteers will be there. Obviously, we'll have a secondary music stage, so lots to do. Free festival. You do have to pay a dollar at the gate. For Caroli Park.
So a dollar to get through the gate of the park. The festival is free.
Festival is free.
So there's food, fun, music, dancing, stuff to do. Kids love it because you can get a sword.
Can't miss.
You can't miss. Kids with swords.
Absolutely.
If somebody wants to find out a little more, Tom McCandlish, about the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival, where do they go to find out?
Visit us on Facebook at NELE Celtic Fest, or you can call me at the West Monroe Chamber at 318-325-1961.
It's Tom McCandlish, the Northeast Louisiana Celtic Festival, coming up on Saturday, October 7th, from 10 in the morning to 7 p.m.